This is the NSEN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Did you speak to Andrea and Tim yesterday? 2. Shall we watch your new DVD? 3. Is there anything I can do to help you? 4. My son is back from university tomorrow. 5. I'm going to make an omelette. 6. I can't meet you later. I've got to help my parents trim some trees. 7. What other things have you got to do in the garden? 8. I need to sit down. I'm very tired. 9. The train is very late. Something must have happened. 10. I've heard the clock time changes in Europe. How often does it change? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. Did you speak to Andrea and Tim yesterday? 2. Shall we watch your new DVD? 3. Is there anything I can do to help you? 4. My son is back from university tomorrow. 5. I'm going to make an omelette. 6. I can't meet you later. I've got to help my parents trim some trees. 7. What other things have you got to do in the garden? 8. I need to sit down. I'm very tired. 9. The train is very late. Something must have happened. 10. I've heard the clock time changes in Europe. How often does it change? 9. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello?
Hi, Andrea. It's Alec. I just thought I'd phone you to let you know I'm definitely coming home tomorrow.
Great. We're really looking forward to seeing you. How long will you be staying here?
About 3 months. I want to catch up with a few old friends and I've been thinking about buying a car.
OK. What kind of car are you hoping to buy?
Not sure yet. I want something that's cheap to run, comfortable and with all the mod cons, you know, like Bluetooth, sat-nav. I've got about €3,500 to spend, so I should be able to buy something fairly decent.
Yes, I'll have a look around and find out the names and addresses of a few car dealers for you.
Thanks. Did you hear about my promotion?
Agatha told me something about it. You're going to work for IBM, aren't you?
Yes, developing a new computer system for banks. Can't say much about it at the moment, but the main remit is to improve online security for businesses when conducting overseas trade. A lot of money is transferred digitally, and we need to prevent as much fraud as possible and protect the transactions and identity of clients.
It sounds like you're looking forward to the new project. When does it start?
In 3 months' time. That's why I've taken an extended holiday to get a bit of leisure time in before I start my new job. There's likely to be a lot of travelling involved, which is why I need a car.
How exciting. Well, you can tell me all about it tomorrow. What time will you get here?
The train comes in at 6, so I should be home by 7, ready for dinner.
All right. I shall see you tomorrow, Alec. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello?
Hi, Andrea. It's Alec. I just thought I'd phone you to let you know I'm definitely coming home tomorrow.
Great. We're really looking forward to seeing you. How long will you be staying here?
About 3 months. I want to catch up with a few old friends and I've been thinking about buying a car.
OK. What kind of car are you hoping to buy?
Not sure yet. I want something that's cheap to run, comfortable and with all the mod cons, you know, like Bluetooth, sat-nav. I've got about €3,500 to spend, so I should be able to buy something fairly decent.
Yes, I'll have a look around and find out the names and addresses of a few car dealers for you.
Thanks. Did you hear about my promotion?
Agatha told me something about it. You're going to work for IBM, aren't you?
Yes, developing a new computer system for banks. Can't say much about it at the moment, but the main remit is to improve online security for businesses when conducting overseas trade. A lot of money is transferred digitally, and we need to prevent as much fraud as possible and protect the transactions and identity of clients.
It sounds like you're looking forward to the new project. When does it start?
In 3 months' time. That's why I've taken an extended holiday to get a bit of leisure time in before I start my new job. There's likely to be a lot of travelling involved, which is why I need a car.
How exciting. Well, you can tell me all about it tomorrow. What time will you get here?
The train comes in at 6, so I should be home by 7, ready for dinner.
All right. I shall see you tomorrow, Alec. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Am I speaking to Jo?
Yes, hello. How can I help you?
My name is Maggie and I'm phoning from Continental Ice Creams. I understand you're interested in purchasing large orders of ice cream from us and want to know the costs of bulk ordering and delivery.
Yes, that's right. I want to order 500 litres of ice cream of various flavours and need the ice cream to be delivered before Saturday.
Well, we offer free delivery for purchases of 1,000 litres and more. If you buy less than that, it's likely to cost around €10 to deliver locally. We offer discounts for bulk buying, so if you buy 50 to 100 litres of ice cream, we can give you a 5% discount. Anything above that qualifies for a 10% discount. What quantity and flavours were you thinking of purchasing?
I'd like 75 litres of strawberry, 75 litres of chocolate, 50 litres each of lemon. Oh, sorry, I mean 50 litres of honeycomb, not lemon. 50 litres each of caramel, mint and pistachio and 150 litres of vanilla.
So, in total, 500 litres. The retail price is €3.5 a litre with a 10% discount. The delivery charge is €10 and we can deliver on Friday.
Great. I'd like to go ahead with the order then, please. What do I do next?
Confirm the order by email this afternoon, giving your contact details and delivery address. We will confirm the order with an online invoice and you can pay by PayPal or online bank transfer. The order will be processed on receipt of payment.
I'll pay via the bank as I may be purchasing more from you in the future. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. If you have any further queries, just email or phone me.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. Am I speaking to Jo?
Yes, hello. How can I help you?
My name is Maggie and I'm phoning from Continental Ice Creams. I understand you're interested in purchasing large orders of ice cream from us and want to know the costs of bulk ordering and delivery.
Yes, that's right. I want to order 500 litres of ice cream of various flavours and need the ice cream to be delivered before Saturday.
Well, we offer free delivery for purchases of 1,000 litres and more. If you buy less than that, it's likely to cost around €10 to deliver locally. We offer discounts for bulk buying, so if you buy 50 to 100 litres of ice cream, we can give you a 5% discount. Anything above that qualifies for a 10% discount. What quantity and flavours were you thinking of purchasing?
I'd like 75 litres of strawberry, 75 litres of chocolate, 50 litres each of lemon. Oh, sorry, I mean 50 litres of honeycomb, not lemon. 50 litres each of caramel, mint and pistachio and 150 litres of vanilla.
So, in total, 500 litres. The retail price is €3.5 a litre with a 10% discount. The delivery charge is €10 and we can deliver on Friday.
Great. I'd like to go ahead with the order then, please. What do I do next?
Confirm the order by email this afternoon, giving your contact details and delivery address. We will confirm the order with an online invoice and you can pay by PayPal or online bank transfer. The order will be processed on receipt of payment.
I'll pay via the bank as I may be purchasing more from you in the future. Thanks for your help.
My pleasure. If you have any further queries, just email or phone me.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. Today's debate asks whether it is possible to feed the world on organic crops rather than those that rely on pesticides. Joining us is Alexa from Organic Farming International. So Alexa, is organic farming feasible?
I believe we should be reducing the amount of pesticides we use in farming. Non-organic farming uses pesticides, which not only kill pests and diseases, but pollutes water and the environment, which has a devastating effect on wildlife habitat. Organic farming doesn't use pesticides. Research suggests that if all farming was organic, pesticide use would drop by 98%. This means that organic farms would become havens for wildlife, and our food would be safer to eat.
But pesticides control weeds and kill pests that are disease carriers, such as mosquitoes, ticks, and rats, and this prevents significant health problems in humans. Most importantly, if non-organic farming didn't use pesticides, it has been estimated that global food production could fall by 35 to 40%. Which makes food expensive, resulting in global poverty and food shortages. Pesticides ensure there is enough food for the world's population.
Our studies have found only a 19% reduction in food production with organic farming, and this could be reduced down to 9% by multi-cropping. Multi-cropping is growing several crops together on the same field. Pesticides contaminate soil, so we have to find new areas of land on which to grow food. Organic farming means we can use the same soil again and again as it isn't contaminated.
Well, what about reducing diseases from pests?
Organic farming aims to create healthy growing conditions for plants. A healthy plant is less vulnerable to pest and disease infestation. This way, disease is kept to a minimum and could even be eradicated, which ultimately means we are eating healthier food.
Very interesting. Thank you for joining us today, Alexa.
Now listen to the debate again.
Good morning. Today's debate asks whether it is possible to feed the world on organic crops rather than those that rely on pesticides. Joining us is Alexa from Organic Farming International. So, Alexa, is organic farming feasible?
I believe we should be reducing the amount of pesticides we use in farming. Non-organic farming uses pesticides, which not only kill pests and diseases, but pollutes water and the environment, which has a devastating effect on wildlife habitat. Organic farming doesn't use pesticides. Research suggests that if all farming was organic, pesticide use would drop by 98%. This means that organic farms would become havens for wildlife, and our food would be safer to eat.
But pesticides control weeds and kill pests that are disease carriers, such as mosquitoes, ticks, and rats, and this prevents significant health problems in humans. Most importantly, if non-organic farming didn't use pesticides, it has been estimated that global food production could fall by 35 to 40%, which makes food expensive, resulting in global poverty and food shortages. Pesticides ensure there is enough food for the world's population.
Our studies have found only a 19% reduction in food production with organic farming, and this could be reduced down to 9% by multi-cropping. Multi-cropping is growing several crops together on the same field. Pesticides contaminate soil, so we have to find new areas of land on which to grow food. Organic farming means we can use the same soil again and again as it isn't contaminated.
Well, what about reducing diseases from pests?
Organic farming aims to create healthy growing conditions for plants. A healthy plant is less vulnerable to pest and disease infestation. This way, disease is kept to a minimum and could even be eradicated, which ultimately means we are eating healthier food.
Very interesting. Thank you for joining us today, Alexa.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, Olivia. I wanted to meet today to discuss your proposal of how we can encourage people to recycle their waste more effectively.
Yes, this is something I've been advocating for a long time now.
What do you propose?
I propose that all pensioners receiving a state pension who do not have a top-up income from elsewhere should receive a free recycling service. The European Directive for Recycling Household Waste is 50% by 2020. Currently, only 16% of our waste is recycled. Slovenia recycles 49% and the rest of Europe recycles 28%. I believe it's vitally important to encourage people to recycle their waste. And if we don't have a clear strategy in place to meet the EU directive, we will be subject to EU fines of millions of euros.
I agree. People's attitudes to recycling need to change. But do you think they will be encouraged to recycle if we only offer a free recycling service to pensioners?
Well, I also thought it might be a good incentive to offer a discounted service to businesses. And if we were to give every household and business marked bins for recycling, then people should be encouraged to sort their rubbish ready for collection. The municipal waste collection charge to residents is based on the size of their property, not how much rubbish they recycle.
Yes, but it's difficult to calculate the amount of rubbish each person is recycling. Providing additional bins is a good idea. Could you investigate the costs of providing additional bins? Also, draft up some figures on costings for discounts to businesses. Certainly something needs to be done, but we need to make sure we can present a feasible proposal. It may take time to implement, and we only have 2 years to do something positive, but I believe we should make this a matter of priority.
Certainly.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning, Olivia. I wanted to meet today to discuss your proposal of how we can encourage people to recycle their waste more effectively.
Yes, this is something I've been advocating for a long time now.
What do you propose?
I propose that all pensioners receiving a state pension who do not have a top-up income from elsewhere should receive a free recycling service. The European Directive for Recycling Household Waste is 50% by 2020. Currently, only 16% of our waste is recycled. Slovenia recycles 49% and the rest of Europe recycles 28%. I believe it's vitally important to encourage people to recycle their waste. And if we don't have a clear strategy in place to meet the EU directive, we will be subject to EU fines of millions of euros.
I agree. People's attitudes to recycling need to change. But do you think they will be encouraged to recycle if we only offer a free recycling service to pensioners?
Well, I also thought it might be a good incentive to offer a discounted service to businesses. And if we were to give every household and business marked bins for recycling, then people should be encouraged to sort their rubbish ready for collection. The municipal waste collection charge to residents is based on the size of their property, not how much rubbish they recycle.
Yes, but it's difficult to calculate the amount of rubbish each person is recycling. Providing additional bins is a good idea. Could you investigate the costs of providing additional bins? Also, draft up some figures on costings for discounts to businesses. Certainly something needs to be done, but we need to make sure we can present a feasible proposal. It may take time to implement, and we only have 2 years to do something positive. But I believe we should make this a matter of priority.
Certainly.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.